Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Trump has threatened to cut financial aid to the Palestinians, saying the United States paid them hundreds of millions of dollars a year and got no appreciation or respect. Sanjay Dasgupta reports on Mr. Trump's latest Twitter tirade.
On Monday it was Pakistan, now it's the Palestinians. The US president's angry tweet targets the Palestinian leadership with much the same question that he posed for Pakistan. Why, President Trump asks, should the US make massive future payments, his words, to the Palestinians if they are no longer willing to talk peace? The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said last month he would not accept any US peace plan after Washington recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Washington has dismissed as ridiculous claims by the Iranian authorities that outside forces have orchestrated the anti-government protests sweeping many cities. The American ambassador to the UN is Nikki Haley.
The Iranian dictatorship is trying to do what it always does, which is to say that the protests were designed by Iran's enemies. We all know that's complete nonsense. The demonstrations are completely spontaneous. They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
Washington says it plans to call an emergency session of the UN Security Council on Iran and raise the situation at the UN Human Rights Council. The Iranian government says it will organize counter rallies on Wednesday in areas where the protests have been strongest. A Canadian man who was freed from almost 5 years as a captive of Afghan militants has been charged by a court in Ottawa. Joshua Boyle is facing 15 offences, including sexual assault and unlawful confinement. Mr. Boyle, with his American wife and three children, returned to Canada in October after they were rescued from the Islamist Haqqani network. The alleged offences all date from the period since they were freed. At the time, Mr. Boyle recounted how his wife had been raped and one child killed during their captivity. World News from the BBC.